It's time for Over There with Mirella Rostroffer. Mirella is our European correspondent. She joins us weekly. She is in an undisclosed location in the mountains, presumably somewhere in Europe, presumably. Hi, Mirella. How are you?
Hi, Jill. Yes, you are absolutely right. And from that undisclosed place, I wish a very happy new year to everybody.
And to you. And,
yes.
I said, and to you.
Thank you very much. And I jump right away in our first topic today, which is about Germany. A very interesting law is being applied right now, and it's one that we actually discussed a few months ago, but we didn't know yet how it would be applied. It's about forcing social media that have fake news or that have incitement to violence or that have hate speeches to delete those messages in a very short amount of time. That means in 24 hours. If it is a topic that is maybe debatable, there is the possibility to prolong to 7 days, but after that, a decision has to be made. What's really interesting is that it has been applied this week already. But before talking about this example, I would like to just mention that the fine is a very high one if social media in Germany don't accept this new law. That means up to 5 million. For a message that is not deleted in the frame of time that is given. And if there is any organization that would repeatedly ignore the new law, it can go even up to 50 million. I mean, one would have to see if this is really possible, if this is applicable, but this is at least the possible money involved in such cases. So that means that Facebook, for example, has a new center in the city of Essen in Germany. In order and to go with, you know, with the law and be able to react as fast as possible if there are such messages that are unacceptable under the German law. There has been some resistance to this law because some people are afraid that many more messages are going to be deleted than necessary, which would maybe also hinder the freedom of speech, the freedom of opinion. And that's a little bit the worry, because one can imagine that with such fines, if an organization has to decide between deleting a message or not deleting a message, in the doubt, maybe in order to avoid being fined, the message would be deleted. And that was heavily criticized by actually many people. Nevertheless, now the example that we are having this week is the one of a woman called Beatrix von Storch. She reacted to the good wishes message of the police in a region in Germany. These good wishes for the new year came in different languages, including Arabic. And she thought that that was unacceptable. And the way she expressed herself about the topic was very aggressive, to say the least. And Twitter, as well as Facebook, have deleted her message. Now, one has to also bear in mind that many countries in Europe, like Germany or even France, have already very strong laws when it's about incitement to violence, or when it's about Holocaust denial, or when it's about hate speech. So, in a way, there is a certain continuity in wanting that to be respected offline or online. Obviously, one can discuss who's really going to decide that. These are private people that are going to decide if a message is a hate speech or not, if there is incitement to violence or not. So it has, admittedly, a side that is very unknown, because it seems that the decision is purely in private hands, and there is no possibility to object anyway. If a message is deleted, then that's what it is.
Is it human or is it an algorithm?
The people working on that are of course helped by algorithm, because of the amount of messages on those social media, but at the end of the chain, it's going to be a human being that is going to decide if the message is worth deleting or not. And I think that this is what some opponents have a problem with. On the other hand, considering the amount of hate speeches, the amount of fake news, there is definitely the need to react to such a situation. Now, is that the best solution? This is obviously open and debatable, but I'm sure it will show in the next month, and maybe adjustments will be needed, but there was definitely the need to begin somewhere. In spite of certain doubts on the construction of this new law that is now being applied in Germany as of the 1st of January 2018. Now I wanted to also talk about Iceland very briefly. It's a country that we barely mention, which is a very interesting one in terms of equality between men and women. It's a country that has been actually mentioned quite often for making the most effort in that direction. And they implemented that even more by having now a law this year that is mandatory, an equal income for an equal work, no matter if it's a man or a woman. To my knowledge, it's the only country in Europe that has now a law that definitely define this money equality for the same kind of work. I think I wanted to mention that because I have the feeling that in 2017, obviously, there has been a huge movement in terms of equality between men and women, considering for example, the hashtag MeToo. But this is not only sexual harassment, it's not the only level where women are actively trying to change reality. And I think there is, we can observe and feel that there is a kind of acceleration and debates, at least on those topics. And it's interesting to see that a country like Iceland decided to make a law and define that as a problem that is for them fixed. Again, on the same level, women in Germany had, during the Berlin festivities, a safe zone. And I also wanted to mention that because that has been very debated. Some people were saying that this was necessary for women to feel safe during all these end of the year festivities, considering that Germany had 2 years ago some terrible experience on that level. And some other people were saying that this is also a form of discrimination and that it is not a solution by any means to offer safe zones to women, that the only possible acceptable solution would be that such sexual harassments just don't happen. So I will just let our listeners think about it. What is the right thing? Safe zone, no safe zone. I understand that this is also sometimes a topic in the US. And I really believe that all these issues are definitely going to be top on the list in 2018. And we will see many changes in our societies. And it's actually very exciting to see that things are really moving quite fast, and let's make sure that they move in the right direction, though.
Thank you very much, Mirella Rostroffer, over there.
My pleasure.